You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the action at Carlisle and Fos Last. There's also two meetings across the Irish Sea from Dan Patrick, and the turf season kicks off with Irish Lincoln Day at the Curragh. Ross Briley, Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mounts will be on hand to guide you through all of the action on Sunday. But first of all, joining myself, Sam Norris, in the studio to recap a wonderful week from Prestbury Park and look ahead to Sunday's racing is Craig Forsyth. Hello, Craig.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you. Yourself?
Good.
Yeah,
very good.
What a tremendous 4 days we've just been treated to, Craig. As ever, it's gone like a flash. Feels like it was only moments ago when they were off in the Supreme.
Yeah, just all happens too quickly, doesn't it? From that first race at 1:30 on the Tuesday to the final race at 5:30 on the Friday. It just all happens too quickly, and 28 races gone. We've seen some absolutely superb performances over the 4 days. And it was fantastic. It really was fantastic. You know, I'll admit from a personal point of view, I was a bit low-key going into the festival this year.
Yes.
I thought there was quite a few uncompetitive races, and I wasn't as excited as I normally am. But as each day progressed, you know, it was a fantastic festival and great viewing as well.
Yeah, there were great stories to take out of every day, Craig. We'll start with a little recap on the action yesterday. And it was very much the theme of the day was horses and jockeys silencing the doubters, particularly Victoria Pendleton and Don Cossack. Both of them had their naysayers before the racing, but they ain't saying that anymore, are they?
Definitely not. I think we'll start with Don Cossack, the new Gold Cup champion. Mm. And, you know, it was a really good performance from him. And what we've seen from previous Gold Cup winners in the last few years is horses, you know, being relentless gallopers and slogging it out, if you like. But Don Cossack, for me, yesterday quickened away from a very good horse in Jack Adam, who once again finished second. I thought it was a superb performance. He put any doubts about the course causing him problems to bed with the way he travelled, the way he jumped. And, you know, the time says it was a well above average renewal of the Gold Cup. And I think we've seen probably the best winner that we've seen for quite a few years. You know, I thought straight away, visually at the time, on yesterday's show, I did say, you know, I think that this was a really good Gold Cup one. And when you analyse the times, you know, that backs up what we've seen visually. So a really good performance from Don Cossack. And then just over 40 minutes later, you know, Victoria Pendleton, Pasha DePaulder held up out the back to get the trip. You know, those huge stamina concerns going into the race. Horse that had just taken a nasty fall, faking him two starts back, jumped beautifully at Wincanton last time, and I thought she gave it a fantastic ride. Held up for as long as possible to get the trip. She finished off like a house on fire coming up the hill. Fifth in the end, a really good performance. And I think, you know, if they had been so confident that the horse was going to stay as well as that, I think they would have been able to ride it more prominently in the race. But because of the stamina concerns, you know, they decided to hold her up. But really, really good effort. You know, if you think how far she's come in a short space of time, she deserves all the plaudits that is going her way.
Yeah, absolutely. A really credible fifth from Victoria Pendleton. And of course, as you said, they're excellent to see a classy individual like Don Cossack put his name on the Gold Cup after the fall at Kempton, of course, and then a bit of a lacklustre display at Thurles. He certainly put the doubters to silence in that race. And then the 3 days prior to that, Craig, well, we had some amazing action on every day. Personal highlights for you? For me, it's very difficult to look away from Sprinter Sacra.
Yeah, in terms of a highlight of the festival, it would be Sprinter Sacra. It has to be, you know, the way he's bounced back. This year when he returned to the track at Cheltenham, he did it like, you know, he was back to his old self. But the opposition was fairly weak that day, and we didn't know what he exactly achieved by winning that race. And then he went to Kempton, and we've seen a different side to him because he had to actually knuckle down and fight at Kempton. And that was where, you know, you expected him to crumble given his past problems, but he's seen it out really well at Kempton, and that really suggested that he was back to somewhere near his best. But to come to Cheltenham on Queen Mother Champion Tuesday and produce a performance like that was breathtaking, and he galloped clear, and the performance wasn't far off, you know, what the best he's achieved when he was at the top of his tree and flying. So it was a really good performance from Sprinter Sacra. In terms of betting, my personal highlight was Un Temper 2
yes.
in the handicap chase on the first day, Sam. So a good winner for the Pipes, but not far behind Sprinter Sacra, I have to say, would be Thistle Crack.
Mm.
I thought he produced a fantastic performance in the stairs hurdle. You know, he beat a horse that would have won any other stairs hurdle and for the last 3 or 4 years,
yeah.
in Alpha Desabo. You know, he finished a really good second. There was a 15-20 length clear
yeah.
of the third. The two horses and Thistle Crack, you know, was fantastic. The plans was before the race that he was going to go chasing next year, and the Gold Cup was already going to be his target. But given how easily, you know, he beat a good horse in Alpha Desabo, he's set to dominate the staying division for the next few years at least, the way he's run, if he stays sound. So I wonder if they'll just rethink their plans to send him over fences. We do know that the Tizard Yard, you know, are best with their
yes.
the chasers. So it'll be interesting to see what they decide to do with this old crack. But again, another fantastic performance.
Certainly was. 12-1 if you're interested for next year's Gold Cup, Thistle Crackers, with a Sero. As Craig said, it might be better for him to stay over hurdles. Just quickly back to Sprinter Sacra. Hats off as well to Nicky Henderson for a superb training performance. I know we said on the show last night, Craig, the old saying is they never come back, but he's done incredibly well to bring this horse back.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, sometimes you get them back for even one race.
Yeah.
Sam, and you know, the problems reoccur. But on this occasion, to bring him back to the boil and keep him sound and keep him at his peak all season and produce the horse like that on the day, it was fantastic training performance. And again, Nicky Henderson deserves an enormous amount of credit for bringing Sprinter back. He never gave up on the horse. It would have been easy to retire him after his problems.
Mm.
He was a long time in the doldrums and there was no positive signs
yeah.
for him coming back on the track. You know, what we've seen, you know, from him on the track in race, there was nothing to take that, you know, he looked like bouncing back to his best. But he had another summer off. They brought him back in at Cheltenham and he just had a fantastic season. And like I said, Nicky Henderson, top-notch job with Sprinter.
Absolutely. And Cheltenham may be over, but of course we've got Punchestown, Aintree to look forward to. The flat season's coming back with the Irish Lincoln tomorrow. It's all... It's a very exciting time after the very drab months we have in January and February.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it seems an age ago that we were moaning about the heavy ground
yeah.
and horses taking an age to run their races. And, you know, suddenly it's all about to take off and get really busy. It's a great time of year and they're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, can't wait. We'll get stuck into some of Sunday's racing now. As I mentioned, there's two domestic meetings from Carlisle and Foss Lass and a couple of Irish cars from Dan Patrick and the Curragh. But it's two from Carlisle and two from Foss Lass for us on today's podcast. And we begin with Carlisle's 2:15. This is a novices handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. The dead 8 runners at the time of recording, Craig. So could be an each way angle into the race.
Yeah, I would imagine the David Pipehorse Baraka Detai will be favourite here, Sam. But I thought that was a real disappointing effort here at Carlisle last time. Travelled at the head of affairs with the eventual winner, Captain Redbeard. But when Captain Redbeard quickened turning for home, you know, he left the Pipehorse standing, really. You know, and he was a poor second for me, beating 8 lengths on that occasion. Handicappers dropped him a pound, and rightly so. But on the back of that poor effort, despite finishing second, I think he's got questions to answer. The horse I like here is Sandy Thompson's horse, Buckled. Ignore his last run at Ayr. He found the conditions bottomless on that occasion. Far too heavy for him. He never went a yard despite being sent off 11-4 favourite. And look closely at his Doncaster run. You know, he was held up out the back in the early stages under Stephen Fox, but he made a ludicrous move turning for home. When the pace was quickening off the home bend, Stephen Fox, you know, went from basically last to first inside a furlong and used the horse up far too soon. He eventually plugged on for third, which was a real good effort. And I just marked him up massively on that run. and I think he's a well-handicapped horse. Brian Hughes booked off a mark of 104. I think Buckled will take a lot of beating in the opener at Carlisle on Sunday.
Buckled is then for Sandy Thompson and Brian Hughes in the Carlisle 215. We stay at Carlisle then for their 355 and feature race of the day. This is a Veterans Handicap Chase qualifier for the final of the Veterans Chase Series. 3 miles is the trip for the 11 runners in this Class 2 event. I always like these veteran races, Craig. They've been a really good addition, I feel. And you'd imagine this one is going to be contested by horses towards the top of the weights.
Yeah, it's difficult. We've got horses in form. We've got horses that have become well handicapped because they've been running below the best of late. I think it's a difficult race for punters. I really do. And the horse I would be prepared to take a chance with, and we should be getting a good price about him considering his recent form, is Milborough. You know, a horse that just over a year ago won the Ida Chase at Newcastle off a mark of 134. And if you look at the races he contested, you know, since then, after his victory at Newcastle, he took in the Scottish Grand National. He then went to Punchestown. He reappeared this year in a handicap hurdle. Obviously, that was a run to blow the cobwebs away at Carlisle. He then ran in a really good rehearsal chase at Newcastle and then went to defend his crown in the Ida. So he's faced some really stiff tasks since his win 13 months ago. And this represents a huge drop in class. And he's only £1 above his last winning mark. Conditions will be fine. He's the one I would take a chance with in this Veterans Chase, Milborough.
Craig chancing Milborough then at the likely prices in that Carlisle 355. We go to Fast Last now for their 340. This is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. 10 runners line up for this one. Who's caught the eye here?
Yeah, there's two make the shortlist here, Sam. The first is Crazy Jack of Kim Bailey's, a horse that had his problems over fences. He made a few errors and they decided to come back to hurdles with him. And since then, he's done really well. He won a novice hurdle at Worcester and he's been, you know, running fairly well in handicaps. I think he's fairly treated on a mark of 122. So he'll certainly make the shortlist in the other one. And hopefully this one makes up as part of a Rafa double tomorrow. And it's Rafa Fee for Sue Gardner, a horse that's only had the one run this season, finished second at Wincanton in soft ground. £4 higher here, but the Sue Gardner horses are running really well at the moment. This horse gets in nicely at the weights, 10-10, an 8-year-old previous course winner. I think he ticks a lot of boxes, and off a low weight, I think he's the one that will take all the beating in the 340.
It's the bottom one then, Rafa Fee for Craig in the 340 at Foss Lass. The final race on today's podcast then comes in the shape of the 440 at the Welsh venue. This is a handicap chase over just shy of 3 miles. 10 runners again go for this one, and some of these badly out of form, Craig.
Yeah, it's a difficult race, Sam, is. Again, I think Horatio Hornblower has to be worth another chance. He's shaped a couple of times this year, particularly at Warwick. Like, you know, he was going to win a chase from his current mark, and the handicapper has dropped him another couple of pounds for his below par run last time. It was in a much better race, and this represents a drop in class for him. If he can get close to that Warwick run when he finished second, I think he'll take a lot of beating here. I think he's probably the best handicapped horse in the race. Should handle conditions. Again, he's a previous course winner, and he ticks a few boxes, but it's not a race where I would want to get too involved in terms of a betting heat, but he's the most likely winner for me.
Horatio Hornblower then for Craig in the 4:45. Just give us a quick summary then, please, of your four selections for Sunday.
In the 2:15 at Carlisle, we're going for Buckled. In the 3:55 at Carlisle, we're going with the Milborough, a horse that hopefully will bounce back from a decent mark. And in the 3:40 at Foss Lass, we're with Rafa Fee. And finally, in the 4:45 at Foss Lass, Horatio Hornblower.
Thank you very much, Craig. Enjoy the action on Sunday, and fingers crossed for the tune as well.
Thank you. Best of luck.
And remember to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio on Sunday from 1:50 p.m. with Ross Briley, Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mount guiding you through the cards at Carlisle, Foss Lass, Downpatrick and the Curragh. You've been listening to the Daily Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.